This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Fears the Israel-Hamas war could mushroom into a wider Middle East conflict rose on Sunday, with Washington warning of a significant risk to U.S. interest in the region as ally Israel pounded Gaza and clashes on its border with Lebanon intensified. Gaza's health ministry said 266 Palestinians, including 117 children, had been killed by Israeli airstrikes in the past 24 hours in the enclave, to which Israel laid quote-unquote total siege after a deadly mass infiltration into Israel by Hamas gunmen October 7th. Hundreds of Gazans waited for hours on Sunday to buy bread as aid slowly trickled in across the Rafah border on the Egyptian side, as a second convoy of around 19 aid trucks was allowed to enter, according to Egyptian security and humanitarian sources. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The first humanitarian aid convoy allowed into Gaza since war erupted arrived on Saturday. It was after days of torturous negotiations. The UN said the 20-truck convoy brought life-saving medical supplies and some food. However, the UN said the amount of aid that had entered so far was just 4% of the daily average prior to this siege, and was a fraction of what was needed, with food, water, medicines and fuel stocks running out. UN officials say at least 100 trucks a day would be required in Gaza to cover urgent needs.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. About 20,000 people packed into London's Trafalgar Square on Sunday to demand the release of more than 200 hostages taken by Hamas during their October 7th incursion. Many demonstrators wept as the names of hostages were read out to the crowd.